which
what was the one you did with the melons last year? Was that cantaloupes or oh, that beer was so good. Or the
cantaloupe,
no, they were the little they
yeah.
were the small melons. Anyway, we can
nobody's hopping on a small melon joke.
after the crash and burn of my last attempt.
I was too busy trying to focus on whatever
I'm a little gun shy right now.
Small melon.
Wayne's figuring out what he's going to try and sing next.
It could be it'll be next episode till I come up with something.
Yeah.
Jeez, Dan.
I know. I tried to pull up the information and it didn't work out.
America.
And if you want to call in with your requests, go ahead.
1-800-BEER-BUSTERS.
Go ahead and call 1-800-BEER-BUSTERS and let us know who picks
up. Where does that go?
Where does that go?
I heard it before everybody else.
Yep, your ears are faster, apparently.
Your ears are faster. You've got some really fast ears. I'm impressed.
Man.
Well, how else would he hear it first before the rest of you?
Well, I was thinking because it's going to be a couple weeks before this episode is released.
Yeah.
And so I heard it before
the rest of the world.
Yeah, the rest of the world.
You were comparing to listeners.
And then I was thinking in my own mind that obviously there's a lot of people beyond me that have heard it.
I see what you meant now. Once you explain it, it makes perfect sense.
My jokes are the best once they're explained.
When there's thorough exposition.
Yes.
Wow.
So that was month
good
one
luck, Dan.
Of the upcoming season of the Lancaster CSB.
What if that was your superpower? It's like, I hear faster than everybody else. I hear it so fast before you say it.
But not fast enough to announce it to anybody else. So it's just super frustrating. You hear things, but you try and tell someone, and they're like, yeah, I just heard that too.
I hear 10 times faster than I can speak.
Well, it'd be like if that, you know, was that a show where the guy got the paper delivered a day early?
What?
What's that called? Where he got like the newspaper a day before, and then he would go and like fight crime based on that or something.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't know.
But what
know.
If you only got it like 5 minutes before everybody else?
Right.
It's like the same day, but he was just like first
hey
on
guys,
the delivery
hey
route. Yeah.
People are out like stooping down to pick up their papers. Wait.
Yeah. I know what it says.
You're like, I already got mine.
And then you realize that nobody reads newspapers anymore.
Yeah.
I'm early newsman.
Yeah. Early edition. Sorry. Early edition. That's what it was called.
That is the perfect name for that premise, yes.
Early edition.
I was going to comment on Citra and Simcoe hops.
Go for it.
And those are my two favorite hops.
Simcoe has long been my favorite hop just because of its...
Oh my God! He's
Dan
calling
is calling
1-800-BEER-BUSTERS.
Why is this not on speakerphone?
Dude, we can do call-ins. You can plug the audio into the phone. Something is happening. Oh, now we're gonna get the full experience.
Hi, this is Rick Belter. Thank you for calling Belter Beverage Group on 1-800-BEER-CUP.
Record your message at the tone when you. Spell the last and first name, then press pound. For Q, press 7.
Busters, comma, beer.
Well, apparently they get you through the 1-800-BEER-CUP.
I guess that's not our phone number.
Two beers,
I guess
one
it's,
cup.
Must be East Coast then, if they're already closed for the business day.
Even on the West Coast, it's
I don't even know.
6 o'clock. Yeah.
How weird would have that been if you guys would have heard one of your voices on the other side?
From the future.
What have we been doing?
Oh, yeah, that night that we had so much beer and set up 1-800-BEER-BUSTERS.
Yeah. Oh, we're still paying for that shit.